In John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, Jesus says, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." What exactly is the freedom that Jesus is speaking of? What do we learn about freedom? Well, Jesus makes it clear in verse 34. He says, "Everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." So we're freed from the bondage of sin. We are in bondage to sin in two regards. First, we are controlled by sin. Sin is our master. We're under its sway in our lives. You think you have a completely free will, but you will not choose righteously. Your will is under the bondage of sin. Secondly, our sin condemns us before God. In other words, our sin warrants the righteous punishment and wrath of a holy God. We stand condemned before Him because we are controlled by sin. But here's what we love about Jesus. When Jesus dies, He dies for sinners. His death is a substitute death, so that condemnation has been done away with for the believer. It's been poured out on Christ, and His resurrection destroys the sin as your master. He hijacks you from sin's grip. It's in those two senses that you are now freed as a believer. You now have a freed will that loves and honors and worships God because of what Jesus has done. You're now freed up to follow your new master, Jesus. And that's how you live out this truth, by following Jesus in trust of His word. Today, please pray for Jairo Bonilla and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Costa Rica. And also remember the Maasai Life Word broadcast that's heard in Kenya and Tanzania.